Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, you know what, girls? I am so proud of you. And guys, you know what? You'll just never learn, will you? It's taken about 8 billion horror stories to get us here, but people are finally being more cautious about who they become friends with on social media.
Really?
Yeah, and by people, I mean women. Men are still kind of just not learning. According to a new survey, 64% of women say they always reject friends requests from people they don't know.
My wife does that.
Yeah?
She'll be like, do you know this person? I'm like, no, might be a listener. She's like, I'm not accepting it.
Okay.
If I don't know him, I'm not accepting it.
Well, for the men, though, it's much lower. They'll pretty much friend any person.
I'm like, she's hot.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll be friends with her.
Yeah. It turns out that the majority of men will make an exception and accept friends requests from random strangers.
Honestly, I'll accept them from guys, too. I'm like, they want to be my friend. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what if his name is Allah Akbar, blah, 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 and he's from a country I've never been to before? Doesn't matter.
You can be friends. Absolutely.
He could be Aladdin.
Let's see.
Yeah, well, you know what, though, for the guys, too, and especially if she's attractive, they're always going to friend her, okay? But for the women, they don't even fall for it if the guy happens to be good-looking and he wants to be your friend.
Hmm. That's because women don't trust anybody.
And you don't even know if that's his real picture, that's
right.
The real person, and, you know, do you really want him knowing your business?
Okay.
I think it's like this. Women are like cats and men are like puppy dogs.
All right.
We're like, oh, someone wants to be my friend. Someone wants to be my friend. Cool, cool, cool.
You're wagging your tail as you do that.
Meanwhile, the women are like, whatever. I got enough friends. I don't need you. They're just like cats, and we're like dogs, and so we're like, we're looking for anyone to be friends with.
Mm. So how do you're suspicious when a good-looking guy wants to friend you or any guy wants to friend you?
Well, look at her. Of course she would be.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
I accept all friend requests, actually.
Well, I guess
I try.
We kind of have a different job, though.
Yeah, and that's why.
Because you want to make friends.
I have a lot of friend requests.
She isn't friends with me.
No, I did not. I unfriended you, actually.
I'm not friends with y'all.
Yeah.
There you go. So suspicion has a lot to do with it.
No, that's just us getting on each other's nerves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a difference there.
There is a difference.
That's true.
But you know, somebody can just want to get to know your business, and I don't like that. I don't feel comfortable with it. So I do have a fan page, and I have a personal page.
Okay.
But it's like 64% of the women say they don't friend at all, like a stranger.
Right.
A stranger, and you know that there's strangers out there prowling, looking around, stalking, and going... Because you know what? You'll be scrolling through your stories or your timeline. You're like, wow, I need to know more about her.
If you think about it, it's logical what women do.
Yeah.
Why would you friend someone you don't know?
Yeah, I don't know.
But we do. Whereas you've got the women are going, I don't know this person. Why would I accept their friendship request on, they want to know them in real life first.
Well, that's a conversation you need to be having, too, with your teens. You know, your kids saying, why are you accepting friends from, the coast when you don't know that older guy?
My kids don't have social media yet.
Which is great.
Well, but Heidi, like you're scrolling through and, the stories come up now.
Yeah.
And you like, do you not sometimes like just, happen to be on Facebook like, wow, he's attractive. I know you got a boyfriend.
Right.
But still, though, you're like, wow, I'd like this. Where does he work?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't have any questions?
I wouldn't notice that at all.
Oh.
And go and look and see who he knows and who he's mutual friends
where
with.
Where he works.
I don't believe her. I don't believe her.
No, I mean, I can see how people would do that. I have girlfriends who do that.
Okay.
And I have guy friends who literally are on my Facebook and they'll go, oh, I saw this girl, tell me about her.
Mm. Yeah. Are they in relationships?
No, they're looking to date.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that. So there are people who literally just go and look at the pictures. And that's where this Facebook dating thing is going to be a big problem.
Wait, what do you mean a problem? Won't it be a good thing?
I think it's going to be a bad thing when there are people in relationships who are going to be looking when they shouldn't be looking.
That's how in the real world anyway. You've got to either have your morals or don't.
Okay.
I mean, either you have character and you're not going to fool around or you don't.
I think getting behind a computer changes a lot of people.
Yeah.
Morally.
I've known marriages that have broken up because they found an old friend on Facebook and the next thing they're... you know, off and running to Florida.
Facebook didn't cause that, though. They went looking for them.
The people's broken.
No, I agree that Facebook didn't cause that, but it sure did make it easier for them to get in touch with that old
so did the car.
Friend.
Facebook's the downfall of society! Wow, okay. Well, I'm just saying that the girls are more apt to say no to a stranger.
Yeah.
So they learned not to take candy from a stranger. The guys, on the other hand, is like,
they need anything.
What kind of candy is that?
Is it good?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.